Lead plaintiff Eloise Cobell sued the federal government 16 years ago. As treasurer of the Blackfoot tribe in Montana, she discovered the government had mismanaged individual Indian land held in trust. A settlement was reached in 2009, but a two-year appeals process held up disbursements. Cobell died during this time. The settlement totals $3.4 billion and is the largest class action lawsuit against the federal government.
There has never been a suit quite like this, and it dwarfs any prior settlement of Native American interest.
That's David Smith, one of the attorneys who represented Cobell and the other plaintiffs in the suit. In Washington, almost 50,000 American Indians will receive $1,000 checks in the next few weeks. Idahoans will see 5,800 payouts, and Oregon Natives will see about 9,000 checks. The $1,000 disbursements are the first part of the suit and represent acknowledgement by the government that it violated a land trust set up in 1887. A second part of the settlement means that more checks will come to some of the plaintiffs this summer. Smith says the multi-billion dollar settlement could have been higher.
We argued all along that payment should be higher. More recent court decisions in their litigation have sort of limited the amount that could be recovered. At one time, there was an award by the district court of only $400 million, roughly. And this is obviously significantly higher.
In a press release, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said the Cobell settlement, quote, has the potential to profoundly change and improve the lives of American Indians, end quote. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.